Hello and welcome to Gutted. I'm Elise.
And I'm Tony, and we're here to spill our guts about horror movie trailers.
Today we will be reviewing the trailer for the upcoming movie Abigail, which is set to be released April 19th of 2024. This film is directed by Matt Bettinelli-Ulpin and Tyler Gillett and written by Guy Busick and Stephen Shields.
Let's check out that trailer.
We kidnapped a fucking vampire. A ballerina vampire. Okay, how do we kill a vampire? What are we talking about? Like an Anne Rice or a True Blood? You know, Twilight? Stake through the heart. Daylight is a big one.
All right, let's go kill us a fucking vampire. Ready?
That was Abigail. So, Elise, do you want to take a stab at what's going on here?
Clever. I will take a stake at what's going on here.
There's a lot at stake here.
I love puns.
I just had to integrate that pun a little better because I wasn't trying to make a pun.
So we have some no good Nicks who have been hired to rob some unknown rich guy. But there's the rub, or here's the rub. There's a little girl inside and she's a ballerina, but she's also a vampire. And they all are going to have to fight for their lives.
And no secrets there. In the entire trailer, they're like, a vampire, a ballerina vampire, and she's dancing around and she's doing a little show and everything.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cute.
It does look pretty cute. I will say this one that we watched just now is different than the ones that I've seen over and over again in the movie theaters.
So we are watching the official trailer on YouTube. I don't know what the difference is in the trailers. We usually try to stick to the official trailer.
Yeah.
The one we find on YouTube or IMDb. And we try to stray from trailer number two.
Yes.
Because trailer number two always gives away a lot more than trailer number one. And this one kind of did give away more than in the theater trailer.
That's why I feel like this one must have been like a trailer number two, because there were a couple scenes that I had not seen in the theater, like when she was dancing with some headless corpse. And I was like, oh, that's cute and new. I didn't really mind that spoiler.
And she's swimming in a pool of dead bodies, like a stew of these bodies.
I think that was Catherine Newton, who we saw in Lisa Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. So should we talk about who we recognized from the trailer?
A ton.
We have Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad,
aka Giancarlo Esposito. But yes,
I will always know him as Gus Fring.
Los Pollo Brothers.
Yeah. From Breaking Bad.
Pollos Hermanos.
He's been in a lot, but he had such a memorable role in Breaking Bad that I can't separate him at this point in his career from that role.
Sorry, Giancarlo Esposito.
And you said Catherine Newton, who we just saw in Lisa Frankenstein.
Yeah, we saw her in Lisa Frankenstein. We also know her from Freaky. She's having quite the year. And Melissa Barrera.
Melissa Barrera.
We know her from Scream 6. And 5? Scream 5 and 6.
Right.
But not Scream 7.
So she's the main character.
She's the one that I think we're supposed to identify with the most. She has to do this bad deed, probably to, you know, help pay for her kid's medical procedure.
So there's a guy in there who looks like Elon Musk. And then there's another guy who has a gun. And then there are these two other dudes who look like they're just, as I like to say, fodder for the killer.
The guy that looks like Elon Musk, I've seen him in quite a few things. His name's Kevin Durand. And
maybe he's been in some TV shows that we haven't watched. Okay, so this is also coming from the producers, I believe, of Ready or Not and Scream 6.
Mm-hmm.
Ready or Not was awesome. That was a fun movie. Scream 6, a lot of people liked it.
Wait, there's one more person we didn't mention. Dan Stevens.
I have no clue who that is.
Dan Stevens, the star of Downton Abbey.
Okay. Elise would know that. I have no idea who that is.
I think Matthew from Downton Abbey. And then he left Downton Abbey to go make his big break into the film world. And he was in a film called The Guest, which I loved.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it. You spoke highly of that movie. So
that's a good horror movie.
All right. Well, this guy, he's in the top billing. So he's the guy with the gun. The guy who I said he's the guy with the gun.
Yeah. And he's the one who's like, I hate bad. Ballet. He's also going to be in the upcoming Cuckoo, which you want to see.
Cuckoo, yeah. That's for another trailer review later. But yeah, so based on the trailer, this movie seems like it's going to be closer to like a Ready or Not premise where like everybody is stuck in this house and then they just have to do the thing. And you said they're supposed to rob the rich person.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what their goal is, but they're all brought in and they're all like clearly like skilled criminals, right?
Yeah. They're brought in to rob some unknown rich guy of $50 million.
Yeah. And who wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah. So even if you are a criminal with a heart of gold, like Melissa Barrera, you are still not going to be swayed away from robbing this guy of $50 million.
I mean, couldn't they have gotten the like Ocean's 11 crew to go in there?
You want Brad Pitt in there? George Clooney? Vampires? Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they're working together. They're probably going to be working against each other, right? Yeah,
because they're criminals.
Because they're criminals. No, they're all greedy. I think we should also just mention that little girl ballerina vampire setup is, even if like the plot is really dumb and stupid, which I kind of feel like it is, it has a ballerina vampire, and that's the main draw of the movie.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit cheeky. Yeah, but it's still going to be fun.
So I have to just admit here that when I was looking up the director name and all the stuff that we have to do, the minimal research that we do for the episode, I saw a little one sentence thing that said that this movie is a reimagining of Dracula's Child or Dracula's Daughter from the 1930s.
Oh,
so
I've
never seen that movie either. So that really doesn't change anything, but it does change the fact that it's based off of another movie. But that could be like super, super loose, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Whatever. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Thank you for admitting that. That spoiler. Okay. I predict that there is no rich man. It's just this little girl who's been around forever. Even though she's in the body of a child, she actually is like this big, powerful tycoon that owns this mansion. And she hires Gus Fring to...
Is Gus like her familiar?
Yeah. Gus is her familiar. And she gets him to go round up these no good nicks that nobody's gonna miss because she's hungry. She hasn't eaten in a while. And
so it almost seems like this is a ritualistic thing that Abigail does. Yeah. Once a year or something.
Yeah, she doesn't have some father who's looking after her. It's just her. And she's like, okay, Gus, time to go get some more food for me. I'm starving. I have a big show coming up and I have to be on top of my game. So I need at least six people to eat.
So this is little vampire girl's Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Or DoorDash or I don't know, whatever the common app that people use.
This is her DoorDash. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I like that prediction. Is that one prediction or was that multiple?
That's kind of one prediction. So okay. Well, I guess one is that there is no man, there's no rich man, just Abigail.
Okay, yeah.
And two is that Gus Fring is her familiar that she hires to
like
go.
How we're saying Gus Fring, the character from Breaking Bad.
I don't know his name in the movie.
Giancarlo.
Well, okay, his name in the movie is Lambert. So Lambert is her familiar that she hires to go round up no good nicks that nobody's going to miss for her food.
That's honorable of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to predict that the only person who will survive will be Melissa Barrera.
Oh, she's the final girl?
I think she's the final girl. And I think Abigail spares her in a way.
She does say, I'm sorry for what's going to happen to you.
Yeah. They mentioned that that Melissa Barrera has a child, has a son or something. Yeah. So I feel like Abigail is a very, is not the most heartless of vampires.
Yeah.
Because for one, Abigail's not out there just senselessly killing. She is picking certain people who are maybe, like you said, no good nicks.
Yeah, she is a carnivore, so she has to eat, and it's no fun eating rats, but she does try to be choosy with who she eats.
She's also a performer, so she needs a large audience. So when...
Oh, it's a twofer. Not only does she want to eat them, but she needs an audience.
Exactly. She needs some people to check out her latest ballerina moves.
Yeah, she has a whole opus that she's choreographed.
Lambert. I agree with you that I think he's going to be a familiar. Mm-hmm. You could maybe think that he might be the Dracula character. That could possibly happen as well. Yeah.
Who do you think is the head vampire? Is it Abigail or Lambert?
I think I agree with you. I think that Abigail is her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this movie will throw one or two crucial twists at us, because when they gave us the trailer, it's very straightforward. And if you're thinking about Ready or Not, there was like a pretty crazy twist there.
It's like, oh
yeah, that's kind of how I think this is going to be. You have the setup and then you expect there to be a twist, but then you kind of forget about it because there's all this fun action going on and different people scheming up different ways to capture or kill Abigail, who they will very early on find out is this little vampire ballerina girl. Once you have forgotten about all that stuff through all of the events that happen, then you'll get a twist and you'll be like, oh, and then that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. The only thing that I have been trying to figure out is because there's that one clip where Catherine Newton is doing the Abigail dance move.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is that some sort of mind control moment where Abigail has fed on her, but she's not quite transformed into full on vampire, but Abigail can kind of control Catherine Newton's mind and make her be one of her dance slaves.
Mm, okay, so she ends up getting these sort of like minions.
To be in her opera, to right. be in her
dance. The people with opera. The black blood all over their face.
Yes, so Dan Stevens definitely had black blood on his face and Catherine Newton definitely had black yeah. blood on her face. So I'm guessing she fed on them and could control them to an extent, but they did not cross over completely, perhaps?
Well, that's a good way to keep their characters around, because we like those actors, but to keep them around as turned vampires.
Yes.
And then they will die near the end.
Yeah.
Because Catherine Newton is awesome. Like, she's just fun to watch on screen.
Yeah, she's funny.
What are you going to like about this movie based on the trailer?
Oh, man. I think I'm just going to enjoy that it's going to be fun. Just dancing. And I think the acting's going to be pretty solid. I really like Dan Stevens and Catherine Newton. I didn't love all the lines that little Abigail delivered, but we'll see.
I did. Man, like, tough critic on these child actors.
I know. But I did really like her physicality. Mm. I thought her movements
she
were really
good. She can backflip and kick at the same time. She can
backflip and fly.
And her arms are like spaghetti noodles where they're just like...
The whole I like playing with my food line wasn't.
That's for the trailer, though.
That's for the trailer. I wasn't into it, but I do like Dan Stevens and Catherine Newton as actors. So I think I'm going to enjoy the acting overall.
I give a little leeway for child acting. It's they're still young. They're still learning.
Yeah, it's one of her first things.
I mean, I think that this movie is going to be one that somebody goes to see, not because they're looking for like a jaw dropping horror movie that's going to like mess them up for weeks. So I'm basing this closest off of Ready or Not, the action, or maybe like how different characters have their strategies to kill Abigail and ultimately die will be the entertaining thing to watch.
Yeah. So it'll be not a flat out horror comedy, but like a dark horror comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those.
What things are you seeing in here that is something you might not like in the film?
Well, I don't want to, you know, shit on the little girl too much, but
okay. The child acting is tough in movies.
Child acting is tough.
Yeah. So it's hard to get a really good performance, but maybe yeah. that will leave room for you to be pleasantly surprised.
Exactly. So if I go in with low expectations of some line deliveries, then perhaps I'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And I think overall I am going to enjoy her, her dancing. And so we're not going for her lines. We're going for her dancing and killing.
How about Melissa Barrera? Because you've said before in other Scream movies, I think it was Scream 5 was her first Scream movie.
Yeah.
And she wasn't that great.
And this is not to be too critical, but I did not enjoy her performance in Scream 5.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it a lot more in Scream 6. so perhaps she is evolving quickly as an actor, and maybe I will enjoy her in this as well.
Yeah, and she comes in kind of like looking like some badass ninja type, but yeah. She has a soft side.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like in this movie, we're going to be rooting for Abigail over any of these characters.
Yeah.
And whether that's a positive or a negative, I don't know. I think it depends on who's going to watch the movie. I don't know. It looks kind of fun. I'm not really expecting much out of it. I have decent expectations of it. I don't think it's going to be a good movie, but I think I'm going to have fun with it.
You don't think it's going to be a good movie?
No, I don't think so. I think
it's going to be a decent movie.
I'm
going
to stand to my initial feeling when I first saw the trailer is that the main draw of this movie is the little girl vampire ballerina.
If it's anything like Ready or Not, I think it's going to be a decent movie.
Maybe I'll agree with you. If the child acting is really annoying, then that's going to be the thing that ruins this movie the most. Because I think it does so much depend on the performance of this little girl playing Abigail. Yeah. The movie's called Abigail. Anyways, we should check out the poster.
Let's check out that poster.
All right. And Potato wants to see the poster. Yeah. Potato's here now. We love reviewing posters as well as the trailers. I always love the taglines. So children can be such monsters.
Aww.
Pretty much sums it up for you. Do you need to see anything else?
She's a monster and she's a child. Yeah. And we have Abigail, who is very symmetrical on the poster. It's an aerial shot of her in her ballerina tutu, all in white, and she is in the center of it. Her body is, anyway. And it takes up the entire frame of the poster. Big white circle, almost like a flower.
Yeah, so it's all about her. It's all about this little girl. The poster here is telling me that what we are thinking is going to be the thing that this movie is. It's all about her.
Yeah.
So sorry, all you other characters who are in the movie just to be Abigail food, except for maybe Melissa Barrera.
She's going to get full towards the end. That's a lot of people.
Maybe she's got a refrigerator to save them for later.
Yeah. Melissa Barrera will not be safe. Who
you
knows?
Need to let one person go so that they can tell the story.
And be like, you got to check out this little girl. She's a great dancer. Maybe she'll become the new familiar.
Ooh, that's a good prediction. All right. What would you rate this poster?
You know, I think this is pretty solid. I like that it's simple. I like the framing of Abigail, how she looks like either an eyeball or a flower. Pretty good. Pretty solid.
What kind of merch are you going to get for this?
Ooh, a pencil topper would be fun.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. Like a little vampire girl pencil eraser thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
With a tutu like splayed out around the top. That'd be cute.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to get a cat costume of Abigail.
For Potato Horror Cat.
Yeah. Potato's here with us right now. So yeah, I think she agrees. She's purring.
She approves.
Yeah. She loves it.
She would
it.
Love an Abigail costume. She recently had to have her teeth removed so she can't look too vampiric anymore.
That's why she needs the Abigail costume, because it will have little vampire teeth attached to it.
She needs little vampire inserts. So for you at home that have geriatric cats with no teeth, then you too can let your cats enjoy their youth when they have
exactly
teeth.
She's gonna love it. So when are you gonna see this movie? Is this an opening weekend movie? This movie is coming out on Thursday/Friday, and maybe some theaters it's already out, because sometimes these theaters get early releases.
Yeah,
but is this an opening weekend film? Is this an in theaters eventually? Are you gonna wait for streaming, or did you see all you really need to see?
You know, for me, I think it's going to be in theaters eventually. I do want to see this in theaters because it looks overall like a very dark film, and those are not the best to watch at home because it's hard to see what's happening.
Yeah.
Like the scene where Catherine Newton is in the sludge, that was hard to see on your computer screen, but I feel like you have to see it on the big screen in order to see all the detail.
Yeah, I agree. In theaters eventually, with the asterisk that... you know, we mention this all the time as well, is that we do have the AMC A list because we love watching movies. If I had to pay to see this movie
and pay full price.
Yeah. And I didn't have A-list, I'd probably wait for like a Tuesday, like a bargain $5 day.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'd see it for $5 for sure. Any last thoughts on Abigail?
Looks like a biting good time. I don't know.
It seems like you were biting to get out a last sentence about Abigail.
Okay, I've got it. I would love to sink my teeth into this one.
Abigail, little girl, vampires, whoever else is in the movie, doesn't matter.
Except for Dan Stevens and Catherine Newman and Gus Fring.
Gus Fring. All right. Yes.
Go see Gus Fring in his comeback.
He's been in a ton of stuff since.
That would be great if it was his character from Breaking Bad. It's like, he didn't die. Spoiler. He's a vampire.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you for listening and or watching. This has been another episode of Gutted.